Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
下午好。
It's good to desire unity.
追求合一是好的。
Christians especially should desire unity among themselves.
基督徒特别需要渴慕彼此之间的合一。
But it's not only Christians who want unity.
但是不仅仅是基督徒想要合一。
Sports teams strive for unity.
各种运动队伍也追求合一。
Companies want unity.
各家公司也是如此。
Countries work to be unified.
国家内部同样追求和谐。
And they try various means to get unified.
这些组织为此尝试各种方式。
They use logos, songs, and mottos.
使用商标、歌曲还有口号。
They write them on T-shirts and display them on banners.
把这些标语写在衣服上，印在横幅上。
They want to work together better.
都是为了要更好的一起共事。
They want to win more often.
目的是要为了成为赢家。
They want to make more money.
赚更多的钱。
Unfortunately, Christians sometimes have similar purposes and attempt similar methods.
不幸的是，基督徒也有时也会为了达到这些目的去尝试这些世俗的方法。
We want unity for our comfort.
有时我们追求合一是为了自己的舒适。
We want unity to accomplish our goals.
我们想要通过合一达到自己的目标。
Christians may strive to create unity with mottos and logos.
基督徒有时也会使用口号和商标来企图达到合一。
I know of one church that even had T-shirts made with the church motto on it.
牧师个人就知道一个教会制作了带有教会商标的 T 恤。
But there's a major problem.
但这么做存在着一个很大的问题。
Even if they believe they are successful, they have settled for a wrong unity.
即使他们觉得自己已经成功了，他们其实却是满足于一种错误的合一。
It will not be a true Christian unity.
这种合一可能不是真正属于基督徒的合一。
Because mature Christian unity is centered on Jesus Christ.
因为成熟的属于基督徒的合一应该以耶稣基督为中心。
Mature unity must be Christ-centered.
成熟的合一应当以基督为中心。
Christ is the means for mature unity.
基督是达到成熟合一的途径。
Christ is the goal for mature unity.
基督也是达到成熟合一的目标。
And Christ is the source by which the whole body and each member grows together.
同时基督也是支持整个身体和肢体一同成长的源头。
If you've not yet done so, please turn in your Bibles to Ephesians 4.
现在请我们一起来看以弗所书第四章。
Over the past 4 or 5 months, we have looked at the teaching on unity in this chapter.
在过去的4到5个月里，我们一起学习了第四章里有关合一的教导。
In verses 1 to 3, God commands believers to live in unity.
在一到三节中，神命令信徒们要活在合一里。
In verses 4 to 6, Paul explains the sevenfold basis for unity.
四到六节中，保罗则揭示了合一的七重根基。
Then in verses 7 to 13, we see how Christ has enabled the church to live in unity.
接着在7到13节中我们可以看到基督是怎样帮助教会活在合一里。
Finally now in verses 14 to 16, Paul brings it together.
最后在14到16节中保罗把整个主题串联起来。
Here is the purpose of unity.
用这三节经文告诉我们合一的目的到底是什么。
Here is how it all functions together.
告诉我们前面的信息应该怎样被整合在一起。
Here we see that it is all absolutely centered in Jesus Christ.
让我们看到合一绝对是应当以耶稣基督为核心。
And we can see the centrality of Jesus Christ in 3 ways.
我们可以从中看到以基督为核心的合一有三种不同的表现方式。
The first way in which we see the centrality of Christ is that he is the means for mature unity.
以基督为中心，其中所包含的意义，第一点就是达到成熟的合一的途径是基督。
We need to know the truth and hold to it.
我们需要熟知并且抓住这个真理。
We need to know Christ.
我们需要认识基督。
Unity in the faith and a knowing Christ brings stability.
在信心里的合一加上认识基督，可以为我们带来平静安稳。
Obeying Christ's truth in His love promotes growth.
在他的爱里顺服基督，促进我们成长。
Verse 14 describes the result of what has been said in the previous verses.
第十四节描述了前面几节经文所带出来的结论。
The verse begins with the word then.
这节经文一开始用了 then, 所以这个词、和和合本的翻译略有不同。
That word introduces results.
这个词是用来指出上下文的因果关系。
Verses 11 to 13 describe what causes these results.
前面11到13节正是14节结果的原因。
Christ gave gifts to the church.
基督将各样的恩赐赏给人。
These included men who proclaimed the word of Christ, verse 11.
这里各样的恩赐包括了所有宣告基督话语的人。
Their task is to equip all believers, verse 12.
12节，这些人的任务就是装备信徒。
This leads to a unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, verse 13.
13节，为的是要带众人进入建立在信心之上的合一，以及认识神的儿子。
The result is a stable maturity, verse 14.
14节，这样做的结果就是稳定成熟的生命。
Now Paul describes this stability first in verse 14 with a picture of stability's opposite.
14节中保罗描述了跟稳定相反的一幅图画，用来解释何为平静安稳。
Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves.
我们不再做小孩子，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去。
Without the word of God being proclaimed, we would be like infants or small children.
一个假如没有基督的话语，我们都会像小孩子一般。
Small child is unsteady on his feet.
小朋友们站不稳。
A child is not strong.
小孩子的力量也小。
If you bump a child, he easily falls down.
如果我们不小心碰到了他，他很容易就会摔倒。
And the picture of the child connects the illustration to the idea of maturity.
由此小孩子的画面从反面展示了成熟的意义。
Paul also compares the believer to a ship in a storm.
保罗同时也将信徒们比作在风浪里的船只。
The wind drives the ship back and forth.
大风将船吹得摇来摇去。
The waves toss the ship.
风浪推动着船只。
In a storm, a ship is not stable.
在风浪里面，小船一点也不稳定。
Paul likens false teaching to the winds and waves.
保罗将异教、假教师比作风浪。
It pushes the immature believer first in one direction and then in another.
他们都可能左右不成熟信徒们的方向。
False teaching also seems to come from many directions.
这些异教看起来可以从任何一个方向出现。
You find it in books.
可以从书里面找到。
There's plenty to find on the internet.
网络上也有很多。
And just like the wind in a storm, it pushes you to think in a new direction.
这些教导就像风一样，推着你的思想往新的方向走。
Then something new comes along.
随之新的思潮来到。
It pushes in another direction.
将我们推向另一个方向。
Like the wind, it's often difficult to see false teaching.
像风一样，异端有时不容易被看清。
False teachers use trickery and craftiness.
假教师们会使用人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
They deceive.
目的就是去欺骗。
This is a mark of false teaching.
这就是假教师的标志。
A helpful text in this regard is 2 Peter 2.
彼得后书第二章提供更多这方面的帮助。
But with experience, you can anticipate the direction of the wind.
随着生活经验的加增，我们可以开始预测风向。
Similarly, the more you know God's word and the deeper you know Christ, you can detect false teaching.
同样的，当我们更多的明白上帝的话语，更深的认识基督，我们就可以察觉出身边出现的错误教导。
If you are blown back and forth by wrong teaching, you will not grow.
当一个人被异端所影响，摇摆不定，他就不能成长。
It will be difficult to be unified in the church.
同时教会也很难合一。
Correct teaching is needed to hold you firm.
我们需要正确的教导来使我们变得更坚定。
We were given a plant this winter.
牧师在过去的冬天里收到了一株植物。
I had to research about the care for this plant.
他需要做调查怎么去养活它。
And the instructions gave a special warning.
搜集到的信息里给出了一个特殊的警告。
Avoid disturbing the roots.
不要触碰植物的根。
Disturbing the roots would keep the plant from growing.
损坏了它的根，植物就不能正常的成长。
Christians are like that.
基督徒也一样。
Your roots need to be firmly fixed in the truth.
我们的根基应该紧紧地扎在真理里面。
You need to know the truth.
我们需要认识真理。
And you must be connected to Jesus, who is the truth.
我们需要与基督连结，因为他就是真理。
Then you will grow.
这样我们才能够成长。
And when you grow together in Jesus, you will grow in unity.
当我们一同在基督里日渐成熟，我们自然就成长在合一里。
The beginning of the next verse, verse 15, also describes the means for a mature unity.
第十五节的开头继续描述成熟的合一的途径。
And this is a positive description.
这次是从正面去描述。
Instead of listening to false teaching, we should speak the truth in love.
除了不要去听从假教师，我们更应用爱心说诚实话。
When we speak the truth in love to one another, we will grow together in Christ.
当我们用爱心说诚实话，我们就是在基督里一同成长。
Speaking the truth is actually just one word.
在原文中说诚实话其实是一个词。
We might better translate it being truthful or living truthful.
更好的翻译应该是做诚实人或者诚实的生活。
It includes speaking the truth.
这里的含义包含了说诚实话。
But it's more than speaking.
但也远超过我们所说的。
It's living a life that is truthful.
在生活各方面我们都应该诚实。
It's possible to lie by not saying anything.
什么都不说也可能撒谎。
We let another person assume a lie.
我们可以通过沉默让他人默认一个谎言。
We expect them to misunderstand.
我们期待他们会误解我们的意思。
And we let them.
然后我们看着他们被误导。
That is not living the truth.
这么做也不属于诚实的生命。
Our body language should be truthful as well.
我们的肢体语言也应该诚实。
We can say one thing with our words and something different with our bodies.
我们可以嘴上说一回事，但是肢体却说的是另一回事。
That is not living or speaking the truth.
这也算不得上说诚实话。
Truth should characterize our lives.
诚实应该成为我们生活的标志。
Now, Paul is careful to qualify this truthfulness.
保罗更是为这诚实加上了一个条件。
It must be in love.
用爱心说诚实。
Jesus emphasized this commandment to his disciples on the night before he was crucified.
在主耶稣被钉十字架的前一个晚上，他着重向门徒们解释了这条诫命。
Love one another.
要彼此相爱。
Because his love is in believers, they can love one another.
因为他先爱了门徒们，所以他们才可以彼此相爱。
Now, love and truth are not mutually exclusive, as some might think.
爱和真理并不像有些人想的那样互相排斥。
Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6, that love rejoices in the truth.
保罗在哥林多前书十三章六节中写道，爱在真理里欢呼。和合本的翻译是爱只喜欢真理。
We must find the loving way to live truthfully.
我们需要找出合适的方式在爱中诚实的生活。
1 Corinthians 13 gives probably the best concise biblical definition of love.
哥林多前书十三章中记录了圣经对于爱最精准的定义。
Love will determine our manner with others even as we strive to live the truth.
爱心将决定我们怎样彼此相待，同时我们也应竭力追求诚实的生活。
We are to live in a way consistent with who Christ is and what he has said.
我们的生活应该与基督的身份以及他所教导我们的相称。
We are to love with Christ's love.
我们应当用基督的爱来相爱。
This encourages growth and becoming like Jesus.
这样做能激励我们成长，满有基督的身量。
If we lie to one another or just avoid telling each other the truth, the body will not grow.
如果我们一直说谎，或者避免告诉彼此真相，基督的身体就不会成长。
I cannot grow properly unless others speak the truth to me in love.
如果他人不向我说实话，我就不能正常的成长。
As each grows closer to Jesus, we grow closer to one another as well.
当我们每个人更加的靠近耶稣，我们自然就会更加靠近彼此。
Applying this truth can be challenging.
在生活中应用这个原则可能具有一定的挑战性。
Our culture speaks against doing this.
我们文化中的习惯正好与此相反。
It's okay to speak nice things.
我们都习惯说漂亮话。
What if the truth is not nice?
但是如果真相并不动听怎么办？
What if the truth means correcting?
如果说出真相意味着指出他人的错误该怎么办？
Paul told Timothy to correct and exhort the believers.
保罗教导提摩太要纠正以及劝勉信徒们。
And sometimes we need to correct one another.
有时候我们确实需要指出彼此的错误。
And it may cause a sense of shame.
这样做可能会带来别人的羞愧。
We often want to avoid that.
我们经常希望可以避免这种情况。
But remember that one day we will all stand before Jesus.
但是请记住，有一天我们都将会站在耶稣面前。
John warns that we do not want to be ashamed before him.
约翰警告我们，当耶稣再来的时候，我们应当在他面前不至于惭愧。
That's in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28.
约翰一书二章二十八节。
Speaking the truth in love to one another now helps us to avoid shame later.
在爱里对彼此说诚实话，现在可以帮助我们在今后的日子里避免羞愧。
Imagine you had dirt on your face.
想象一下你脸上沾了土。
And you're going to a meeting with your boss.
你正要去跟上司开会。
Would you want a friend to tell you about the dirt before the meeting?
你是希望你的朋友看到你之后提醒你吗？
It might be embarrassing in front of your friend.
这可能会使你在你朋友面前感到有点不好意思。
It'd be much worse in front of your boss.
但是在上司面前可能就不只是有一点不好意思。
We need to grow in our knowledge of Christ.
我们需要在认识基督的知识上长进。
We need to speak Christ's truth to one another.
我们需要对彼此提醒基督的真理。
Knowing Jesus and living out his truth is the means to a mature unity.
认识耶稣并且活出他的真理就是通往成熟合一的途径。
Jesus Christ is also the goal of a mature unity.
耶稣基督也是成熟合一的标准。
Living truthfully in love provides the context and atmosphere for spiritual growth.
在爱中诚实的生活给属灵的成长提供了土壤和环境。
Spiritual growth moves us all to one goal.
而属灵的成长带我们走进同一个目标。
And that goal is Christ.
这个目标就是基督。
Look again at verse 15.
让我们继续看第十五节。
We are to grow up in all aspects into Christ.
我们应当在基督里凡事长进。
The words into him or unto him mean that Christ is our goal.
这里提到了在基督里，意思就是基督是我们的目标。
It means becoming more Christ-like.
意思是变得更像基督。
Believers have been joined with Christ.
信徒们已经与基督相连。
Believers died to sin because Jesus died to sin.
信徒们已经向罪死了，因为耶稣已经向罪死了。
Jesus lives for God.
耶稣向神活着。
So we should live for God, Romans 6, 10 and 11.
所以我们向神在基督里面，却当看自己是活的。罗马书六章十到十一节。
All aspects refers to all things in our lives which have to do with faith or character.
回到十五节，凡事在这里指的是跟所有信心或者品德有关的事。
All those things should become more Christ-like.
在这些所有的方面，我们都应当效法基督。
Not only should we move closer to Jesus, we need to become more like Jesus.
我们不单单要亲近耶稣，我们需要变得更像他。
The more we are like Jesus, the more we will experience unity.
当我们变得更像他，就能经历更多的合一。
Paul told the Philippians that they should have the same mind that Jesus had.
保罗告诉腓立比的信徒们，他们应当以耶稣基督的心为心。
In this way, they could all be like-minded.
同一句话里，保罗劝勉他们要有一样的心思意念。
This is implied in Ephesians 4 verse 15 as well.
这里的信息跟以弗所书四章十五节的含义相似。
Paul adds at the end of the verse that Jesus is the head.
保罗在第十四节结尾写道，耶稣是头，是元首。
With this, Paul moves to another metaphor.
这里保罗用了另一个比喻。
He pictures believers as a body.
他把信徒们比作身体。
He will continue that picture in verse 16.
他会在十六节里延续这个比喻。
He uses this picture of the body in 1 Corinthians and Colossians as well.
这个比喻也同样用于哥林多前书和哥罗西书。
Here in Ephesians, Christ is the head of the body.
回到以弗所书。基督是身体的头。
The head directs the body.
头指挥着身体。
The head is where thought occurs.
思考发生在脑袋里。
To grow up into the head means that we align ourselves with the will of Jesus Christ.
凡事长进连于基督，意思就是要转变我们的心思意念，跟着耶稣基督同一。
We submit more and more to his direction.
越来越顺服于他的指令。
We are shaped more and more by his thinking.
更多的被他的思想所塑造。
In one sense, this brings unity.
一方面，效法基督会带来合一。
But in another sense, this is the goal of unity.
另一方面，效法基督也是合一的目标。
We function together in unity so that as a body, we will more obviously be controlled by the head.
我们这些肢体一起合一的工作，目的是要使身体可以更好地被头所调动。
The goal of unity, of mature unity, is to have Christ clearly functioning as the head.
成熟的合一，最终的目的就是为了让耶稣基督成为元首。
That is his position.
他的位置本就是我们的主。
We should submit to him.
我们应该顺服他。
And we do so as we grow in unity.
在顺服的过程中，我们经历成长和合一。
Finally, in verse 16, Paul explains that the whole body grows toward maturity as each believer does his or her part.
最后，保罗在十六节中解释，当每个信徒各按其职，整个身体将一同向着成熟成长。
At first, it would seem that the body builds itself up in love.
乍看之下，这节的信息好像是说，身体可以靠着自己在爱中建立自己。
The whole body is the subject of the sentence.
在这节经文中，全身是这句话的主体。
The body causes the growth of the body for building itself up.
身体里的个体彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长。
But it's important to observe the very first phrase.
但是我们需要仔细地来看这节经文的前半段。
From him refers to Christ.
全身都靠他。
In this way, we see again the centrality of Jesus Christ.
他就是基督，这样我们再次看到耶稣基督的核心地位。
Christ is the source for all which the individual parts do.
基督是所有肢体运作的源头。
We can conclude this as we look at each part of the sentence.
这个结论可以在这节经文的各处里看到。
First, the body is being joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
首先，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职。
Applying from him to this phrase means that Christ is ultimately the one who joins and holds in place every believer in the body.
靠着他在这里意思就是，基督就是那托着每个肢体，使所有的信徒都能彼此联络的那个人。
Christ uses people to do this.
基督会使用人来达到这个目的。
But he is the source.
但是它是源头。
This becomes evident in other references.
这在圣经中多处也可以考证。
Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Spirit, Matthew 3:11.
马太福音三章十一节，耶稣是用圣灵为我们施洗的那一位。
By this baptism with the Spirit, every believer is joined into the body, 1 Corinthians 12.
哥林多前书十二章里面写道，每位信徒都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
In Acts 2:47, it's the Lord who adds believers to the church.
在使徒行传二章四十七节中写道，是主将得救的人天天加给教会。
But he uses people to preach the gospel.
神会使用人来布道。
He uses people to teach the truth.
他会使用人来教导真理。
But Christ is the ultimate source for joining and holding believers together.
但是基督是连接托住每位信徒的终极源头。
Second, Christ is the one who assures that the essential parts are there to keep the body together.
其次，基督确保整个身体能保持联络。
Paul calls these parts the supporting ligaments.
英语翻译中用到 ligament, 韧带这个词。
These are the parts of the body that join together the other parts.
韧带用于连接身体的各个部位。
Paul uses a similar figure in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9.
哥罗西书二章九节中，保罗用了相同的比喻。
He may mean the gifts and offices which Christ appoints by his Spirit in the body.
在这里，保罗的意思可能是指基督透过圣灵赋予身体的各种恩赐以及职位。
We infer this from the earlier verses.
这一点可以从前几节经文中推断出来。
In Acts 20, verse 28, Paul tells the Ephesian elders that Christ, by his Spirit, appointed them as elders to oversee the church.
使徒行传二十章二十八节，保罗跟以弗所的长老们说，基督通过他的圣灵立他们这些做长老的，做教会的监督。
The task of the elders is to shepherd the flock of God.
长老的任务就是去牧养神的羊群。
Paul told that also to the Ephesian elders.
保罗如此的教导以弗所的长老们。
And Peter wrote that as well in 1 Peter 5, 1 and 2.
同样，彼得在彼得前书五章一到二节中也如此写道。
Shepherd the flock which is among you.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
One task of the shepherd is to keep the sheep from scattering.
牧羊人的任务之一就是防止羊群走散。
Through the prophet Ezekiel, God denounced the leaders of Israel as false shepherds.
上帝通过以西结谴责以色列的领袖们是假牧人。
He charged them with letting the sheep be scattered.
神控告这些领袖们放任羊群失散。
Those who shepherd the flock are to hold the sheep together.
牧养羊群的理应聚集羊群。
Christ is the one who sets leaders over his church to shepherd them.
而基督就是设立教会领袖来牧养会众的那一位。
Third, Christ is the source of grace which each part needs for its proper working.
第三，基督是恩典的源头，用来确保身体各个部位可以正常的运作。
Paul writes in verse 16 that each part must do its work.
保罗在十六节中继续写道，百节各按其职。
Well, how does that happen?
这是什么意思？
Paul has already explained that in verse 7.
保罗在第七节中已经给出了答案。
Christ has given grace to each one.
基督给每个人恩赐。
Christ has given each one a gift or ability to function specially in the body.
基督赐给每个信徒恩赐和能力，为了让我们可以在身体里起到不同的功用。
He gives the grace to perform that function.
耶稣给我们执行功用的恩典。
Each part must do its work.
每个个体还是要行动起来。
But the ability to do so comes from Christ.
但是我们做事的能力来自基督。
Finally, Paul says that the whole body builds itself up in love.
最后，保罗说道，身体在爱中建立自己。
From where does that love come?
这里所说的爱是从哪里来的呢？
Christ is the source of love which is needed for the body to build itself up.
基督就是这爱的源头，供应给身体去建立自己。
On the one hand, we must obey the command to love one another.
一方面，我们需要遵守神的诫命，切实的彼此相爱。
Paul will exhort them in verse 29 to speak only those things which build up.
保罗在二十九节中劝勉个人，只要随时是说造就人的好话。
That is the loving thing to do.
这是爱的一种表现方式。
We are to be kind and compassionate to one another, verse 32.
三十二节，并要以恩慈相待。
But that love comes from Christ.
但是这份爱是从基督而来。
We love God because He first loved us, 1 John 4, 19.
约翰一书四章十九节，我们爱神，因为他先爱了我们。
When we are born of God, then we can love others, 1 John 4, 7.
约翰一书四章七节，若我们是从神而生，我们就应当彼此相爱。
The body, with Christ as its head, builds itself up.
身体有了基督做头，就可以建造自己。
When the individual parts relate properly to the head, growth occurs.
当每个个体正确的与头连接，成长就开始了。
When the parts relate properly to one another, growth can occur.
当每个个体正确的彼此连接，成长就开始了。
But ultimately, it's Christ that brings about the growth of the church.
最终使教会成长的还是基督。
He is the source of growth.
他是生命成长的源头。
That means he's also the source of mature unity in the church.
他也是教会成熟合一的源头。
He has chosen to use each individual part as the means of accomplishing that growth.
他选择使用每个个体去成就生命的成长。
Each part needs to function for there to be mature unity.
每个个体都需要正常的去运作而产生成熟的合一。
Therefore, it should be important for us all that our brothers and sisters in Christ are spiritually healthy.
所以我们所有在基督里的弟兄姐妹都需要重视属灵的健康。
Their health affects us.
每个人的健康都对我们有影响。
It should be important to us that their relationship to Christ is healthy.
我们应该关心每个人是否与基督有着良好的关系。
If it's not, they will not function well.
若是没有，个人就不能发出应有的功效。
The body will be sick.
身体会生病。
And there will be less unity.
会失去合一。
Paul's practical examples in the rest of the letter illustrate this.
保罗在以弗所书接下来 写出一些实际的例子来阐明这个观点。
He writes in verse 26, Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
他在26节中写道，不可含怒到日落。
What if I remain angry?
如果我持续生气会发生什么呢？
It will affect how I relate to everyone else.
持续的怒气会影响我与他人的关系。
Something you say may remind me of what made me angry.
你的一句话有可能会提醒我之前的不愉快。
I will generally stop being as sensitive as I should be.
我会失去应有的反应。
I won't interpret what you say correctly.
我会错误地去理解你的话。
Sinning against Christ's command hurts me.
抗拒神的命令伤害的是我自己。
It also hurts the body.
同时也伤害教会基督的身体。
And it lessens unity.
减少合一。
Mature unity in the church is all about Jesus Christ.
教会中成熟的合一全然关乎耶稣基督。
He is the means to attain unity.
他是达成合一的途径。
He is the goal toward which mature unity strives.
他也是我们追求成熟合一的目标。
He is the source of what is necessary for growth and maturing unity.
他也是所有成长和合一的源头。
If we want unity for any other reason than serving Christ, we have missed the purpose of unity.
如果我们合一不是为了去侍奉基督，那我们就失去了合一的意义。
If we think that we can obtain unity by any other means than submitting to Christ, we will fail at arriving at the unity that God desires.
如果我们认为我们可以不通过顺服基督而达到合一，我们将不能达到神所喜悦看到的合一。
If we attempt to draw upon any other resource than what Christ has provided to obtain unity, we will remain frustrated.
如果我们想要借着基督之外其他的资源达到合一，我们将会失望沮丧。
Each part must do its work as Christ enables each one.
每个个体需要按照基督所安排的去工作。
It could be amazing how Jesus brings together believers from diverse backgrounds.
我们可以看到耶稣是怎样把不同背景的基督徒带到一起。
Despite different cultures and nationalities, we can experience a unity that the world does not know.
即使我们拥有不同的背景和国籍，我们还是可以体验到在这个世界里面所体会不到的合一。
Despite language differences, we can communicate at a level that the world does not know.
即使我们说着不同的语言，我们彼此的沟通也是这个世界所不能想象的。
It's a testimony to what Jesus has done for us.
这正是耶稣为我们所做一切的明证。
It reveals what he is doing even now.
我们之间的合一展示出他现在正在为我们所做的。
And that's the point.
这就是关键所在。
Unity in the church is all about Jesus Christ.
教会的合一全然关乎耶稣基督。
He provides all that the believers need to be unified.
他提供给信徒们达成合一一切所需的。
And it's to his glory that we live in unity.
我们也是为了他的荣耀住在合一之中。
Amen.
Amen.